19 minutes past 8 o'clock. This is Morning Edition on KASU Jonesboro. Good morning. I'm Mark Smith. With me on the phone this morning, U.S. Senator John Bozeman. Good morning, Senator.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, as always.
Well, we're glad to have you with us. And, of course, we've just been hearing on NPR a little bit about the health care issue, the website problems. Of course, Health and Human Services announced yesterday that a little over 106,000 people had selected health plans in the new health insurance marketplace. That's only about 20% of the government's target for last month. What's your reaction to that figure that came out?
Well, I think it's a real problem, and the reality is that the situation that we had before Obamacare was that the insurance was not affordable. Healthcare wasn't affordable, and it seems like we've gotten ourselves in a situation now where it's more unaffordable than ever. So I think the public is getting tired of the rhetoric. The rhetoric coming from the administration just doesn't support the facts. People are getting letters. They're getting their coverage dropped and then going into the exchanges to try and figure out where that's going to leave them. And the reality is that in many cases, their premiums, are going up dramatically on a monthly basis. And so that's why I think the public is so very, very upset.
Well, administration officials are saying that they hope to have this website working by the end of the month. Do you think it's a realistic timetable that that's going to happen?
Well, it depends on the experts. I've been also listening to some of the segments, that have been aired today on NPR and others. And, many experts don't feel like that's possible. So we'll have to wait and see. But I think the website is one problem. I think the bigger problem, though, is the fact that a lot of people felt like they had pretty good insurance, they could pay for it, and now they're getting themselves in a situation where they're going to have to come up with several hundred dollars more a month, and they simply don't have that kind of money.
Many of these health care plans, the cancellation notices are going out. It seems like they're being canceled because they didn't comply with the law. Why, instead of canceling, why can't the employers simply just bring their health insurance plans, or the insurers, bring their health insurance plans up to the compliance with the law?
Well, most of these are individual policies. People that in many cases, are buying their insurance outside of their employer. They put off the employer mandate, and that's going to be a whole separate issue that, again, people are going to find that their costs are driven up dramatically there also. But what they've done is they've made it such that you don't have as many options. Everybody's paying for everything now. You have full coverage. When you buy your car insurance or your home insurance, you can opt for different things. You can get a very cheap plan with little coverage, or a plan that covers everything. What they've done is they've made the coverage so high for everybody that, again, it's really jacking up the cost.
Doesn't the number of people trying to get health insurance in this marketplace indicate that there's an incredible demand?
Well, I think there's demand. I think there's curiosity. Certainly there is demand in the sense that many, many people, we've gotten all kinds of letters of people, where their insurance canceled, in the state of Arkansas. So there is a demand in the sense that the program that they have now is simply not being offered, and they're having to go into a different marketplace. So, and then again, I think there's a lot of curiosity. There isn't demand in the sense you only have just a handful of people signing up. I don't know what the sign-up rate is in Arkansas right now, but it's probably well under 1,000 people.
State by state, there are very, very widespread differences in the number of people trying to get on this marketplace. Congressional hearings, of course, have been held regarding this error-plagued rollout of the federal marketplace website. What's coming out of these hearings? What do they accomplish?
Well, I think that what they're trying to do is just hold people accountable, which we should be doing. The American public were made promises and implied that they were going to do certain things for them, and it simply hasn't happened. And so, healthcare is one of those things that is so very, very important. And as a result, the public's very concerned. I think Congress is very concerned and really trying to figure out how we've gotten ourselves in a situation where, you know, we're so far away from getting a website that actually works. A little bit frustrating because, you know, most of our many major businesses that do business on the web have this kind of traffic and have no problem. And yet, that's the problem many times with the government stepping in. Things just don't run very smoothly. And it's a real, you know, it's a real concern because this is such a huge part of our economy as the government gets more and more into it.
Well, of course, supporters of the healthcare law say that, yes, there have been problems, no doubt, with the federal web portal to the marketplace. But they'll say, you know, hey, Social Security had a rough rollout when it first came on and a lot of opposition, too. But now everyone claims to defend it.
Well, you know, we're just going to have to wait and see. You know, and I think that's valid. You know, perhaps all of these problems will go away, you know, in a timely fashion. And I think that's the importance of the congressional hearings is making sure that that is the case. And then again, prodding them, you know, to try and get some things straightened out. But I think the reality is accessing, getting able to get the information by the website is one thing, and that will be sorted out at some time. But the much bigger problem is what you find out that you've lost an insurance policy, a Blue Cross policy that, you know, in the public's mind and you know, was a good policy. All of a sudden, they're going to have to pay, you know, significant increase in their premiums every month. They simply don't have that money in this very weak economy. Some will get subsidies, but many people are going to be upside down on this.
Well, I got to tell you, in preparing for today's interview, we've been talking about this healthcare law for a long time, and it's really hard to know what questions to ask anymore. It's frustrating when you start researching the pros and cons because, you know, you say one thing, Senator Pryor says another thing. You might have a story about how someone's healthcare premiums have gone through the roof, and someone else has
right.
a story about how they've saved money with Obamacare. For every positive,
right.
there's a negative. For every negative, there's a positive, and it's hard to know where the truth is.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree, and yet, like I say, it's all going to settle out very quickly. But I do think that from the emails that we're getting, that there's real problems with this, and that rates appear to be going up in many cases dramatically. And then the other thing I would say is, you know, if it is doing, you know, if it's helping a great deal of people in lowering their rates, becoming more affordable, you know, why aren't there more people signing up? A week or so ago, I think in Arkansas, there were about 200. And so generally, you know, when it's Black Friday at Walmart, you know, the line is, you know, through the door and people are buying stuff and this and that, and we simply aren't seeing with this. I think that indicates that the product is not a good product, and I can tell you people are very, very upset.
Well, you know, given the frustration like I've just expressed, is it any wonder that many voters have just given up, that they've either chosen to not even bother voting in many cases, or that some are vowing to not vote for any incumbent?
Well, I think that if there were none of the above on the ballot, that most of us would be in trouble. And so, you know, we just have to sort through this. I understand the frustration that people are having. I'm out and about as much as anybody, and really do look at the emails that I get and the letters and things, and go through that. And, you know, many times I'll scroll out a handwritten response on the bottom of the letter. But people are frustrated, and yet this is so important. We need to get it right, and it really does impact people with their pocketbooks. And with this very weak economy, it's difficult to come up with extra dollars, and I think that's what people are being asked to do. So we're just going to have to work and sort things out. It's so complicated. You're talking about a situation where we've already got 20,000 pages of regulation governing this thing, and this has you've got the rollout, you've got the problem with you know the facilitators not being trained. there's concern about the information that's being given to people, you know, that's going to be secure. So there's just lots of glitches that I think are more than glitches.
Well, just a short time left in the year and in this session of Congress. What's getting done? What about the long-awaited farm bill? Let's talk about that.
Well, there are things getting done, and I think that's important. Sometimes we overlook that. And again, the Arkansas delegation is working hard as a unit to get these things done. The big water bill that has to do with our inland waterways, our harbors, and things like that, they will name conferees to that in the House. We've already done that in the Senate. I think there's a good chance that we get that done very shortly. That has to do with the infrastructure of our country. It's so important. And then the farm bill is, we're working really very diligently to try and get that done. I think we've got a good chance of getting that done even before Thanksgiving. I think certainly before the first of the year. And again, that's one of the underpinnings of the economy. It's 17-18% of the economy in Arkansas. Letting them know, you know, what the rules are going to be for the next 5 years so they can go out and purchase the equipment, you know, make the planning decisions that they need to, that will be good for the economy and create jobs in the state of Arkansas and throughout the country.
Another issue for some Arkansas landowners involves land along some of our scenic rivers and a proposal to expand the areas that are designated as critical habitat for a couple of species of mussel. Tell us a little bit about this issue and where it's going.
Well, this is really a big thing, and certainly we all want our endangered species protected and, you know, made sure that we do all that we can to be, you know, environmentally good stewards and things. This has a huge impact for Arkansas, though. It's about 40% of the state of Arkansas, and so if this were to go forward, it really would impact all kinds of decisions as far as land use and things. So it's something that I'm very concerned about. I think that a lot of people in the state are concerned about. And so we're, you know, doing our due diligence, you know, making sure that this is the correct thing to do. I have real concerns about it, I think, as most of the delegation does.
Well, there's constant struggle between land use by man and then the need to protect ecosystems.
Right. So. Right. No, you're exactly right. And that's the balance, you know, that you have. But you want to, what I want as those decisions are made and as we implement them is that you use common sense and that you have good science behind it. So often, you know, a lot of these things are driven by emotion, and the science simply isn't there.
On a positive note, you and Senator Pryor and Congressman Crawford were all able to deliver some good news recently in the form of a reprieve for the ASU ROTC program, which had been announced that it would close.
Well, the ROTC program at ASU has such a rich history, and it's really, you know, when you started looking at it, it's really one of the premier programs in the country, and have turned out so many people that have excelled in the armed forces, not only in the regular military, but it's also an important component of keeping our guard, you know. So we were able to talk to the Secretary of Army and explain the case. They looked at it. You know, they agreed that they had some problems, perhaps in how they did the process. People not understanding the process, and so as a result, we were able to get a reprieve. I know that whatever the situation is, as far as whatever criteria we need to meet in the future, that we'll be able to do that at ASU, and again, continue to turning out people that have done such a tremendous job in our military. It's not only good for Arkansas and ASU, but it's good for the nation.
Yeah, as you mentioned, this program has had so many notable graduates and has been a source of pride for so many years. Was there ever a clear answer as to why this program was targeted for shutdown when other, perhaps less successful programs were not?
No, and that's one of the things. You know, you mentioned congressional oversight over the health care law and, you know, getting to the bottom, you know, why we're having problems there. This was the same sort of thing. What we were trying to do was get to the bottom of what the selection process was, what the criteria was that they used, and we didn't really get a good answer for that at all. So what they've done is they've said, you know, we're going to scrap that, we're going to go forward, and you will know, the university will know exactly what the criteria is, and as we go forward. And so, you know, if they'll give us the rules, I know that we can compete with anybody.
Yeah, and that's the concern, is what happens next year with this program.
Well, again, I think that they've been very forthcoming with the fact that they are going to let us know where we're at, where we stand now, under a criteria that everybody can understand, what the rules will be going forward, what we need to do. But I feel very strongly that we can do that. The other thing that you know, wasn't mentioned in their criteria and stuff, and just, you know, the fact that ASU has done such a great job in supporting veterans, supporting the ROTC program with little things. I mean, they have a dormitory. They've just done all kinds of things to support the people that are in the program, outside of the official stuff, you know, that you're supposed to do. And so I think that all of that will come to light now. And again, we're going to do whatever it takes to maintain the program in the future.
Senator John Bozeman joining us from his office in Washington. You're listening to Morning Edition on KASU Jonesboro.